Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 250 for Monday, February 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Monday as speculative long liquidation and a strengthening Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola is down $2 to $4, the March contract down $3.10 at $450.30 per ton. Activity was choppy and two-sided, although the bias was clearly to the downside, with fund traders liquidating some of their large long positions and booking profits. A stronger tone in the Canadian dollar, which was up by over half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, also accounted for some of today's weakness in canola. But on the other side, gains in Chicago soy oil did provide underlying support. Solid end-user demand also helped limit the losses. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., wheat was down, but corn and soybeans both held closer to unchanged. Soybeans were narrowly mixed at the close, with the bias lower in the most active contracts, the March contract down 3 cents at $9.60 per bushel. Heavy snowfall across parts of the Midwest was said to be accounting for some strength throughout the day in beans today, as the winter weather will likely slow movement across the countryside. Solid weekly U.S. export inspections of nearly 1.7 million tons also helped underpin the soy market, but the large South American crops remained a bearish influence, weighing on values. For corn, the situation was similar, with nearby U.S. weather issues being offset by the large South American production prospects. Corn was up a penny to down a penny, the March contract unchanged at $3.70 per bushel. Export news was a bit supportive for corn today, with Mexico reported to be in the market for U.S. corn this morning. Wheat, meanwhile, is down 2 to 10 cents. The March contract in Chicago down 10 at $4.93 per bushel. The winter storm that was supporting corn and beans was bearish as far as wheat was concerned, as many winter wheat fields were in need of some added snow cover. Chart-based selling contributed to the eventual declines in wheat, as a move below the psychological $5 mark in the nearby contract triggered some sell stops. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections came in at nearly 400,000 tons, which was up from the previous week, and it helped provide some underlying support. The ongoing uncertainty over exports from Russia and Ukraine also remained a factor in the background. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, February 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.